Miles Simon. Luke chapter 23 is where Miles Simon is found. We're going to be on the outskirts of Jerusalem. The reason that we're on the outskirts of Jerusalem is because they did not allow crucifixion in Jerusalem. Amen. And somewhere on one of the popular roads leading into Jerusalem, amen, where the crucifixion happened, that people can make mockery and understand the fact this is what we do to criminals. Are y'all here with me? Luke chapter 23. We're going to look at verse 34. Are you here? Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. Are y'all still here? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's what we want to talk about. Every time a saved individual would hear this, he or she ought to start shouting. We should have had somebody here. Amen. See, we often look at this as a story rather than reality. This happened. This was not a story. It was not a scene in a show. This actually happened. Not only did it actually happen, but it needed to happen. Am I right about it? The crucifixion, the death of Christ, was a must. Now tonight, it's not my job, amen, to say he died. It's not my job to put him in the grave. It's not my job to raise him early Sunday morning from the dead. My job is to talk about the first thing he said when he was hung on the cross. Are y'all still here? He is hanging on a cross. But not only is he hanging on a cross, but you got to understand that he has been nailed to the cross. It's important to understand that this man, before he was nailed, had been beaten beyond recognition. Are y'all still here? I don't know how you feel about it, but have you ever saw somebody beaten so bad that you didn't recognize him? Come here, somebody. Even Mary knew who he was, but to look at him physically, she didn't recognize him because he was beaten beyond. Come here, somebody. That's a mighty bad beating, y'all. Amen. I thought when I was a child, I got some beatings. Even with all the whips I had, I was still able to go to the mirror and recognize myself. Am I right about it? But this Jesus, for our cause, was beaten beyond recognition. I'm excited about that. I'm excited because when I look at forgiveness, I wonder why folk don't shout. I wonder why folk don't get happy. I wonder why folk don't raise their hands and begin to wave their hands. The reason is that because they don't believe they've done anything wrong. But somebody needs a reminder that I was born born in sin. Somebody need to remind me that I was shaped in iniquity. Somebody need to be reminded that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, and the only help that I can get is to be forgiven. Because, my dears, when it comes down to sin, I'm guilty as charged. All of my sins wasn't done by omission. I done something by commission. I was well aware that some of the things that I was doing was against the word of God, because I've been taught better. Is there a witness somewhere in the house? I need to be forgiven because I'm a sinner. I was sinning and I'm messing up, and I was messing up on purpose. Enjoying myself on the way to hell. So they looked at this Jesus as a character in a scene. And he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Don't want to get so excited that I miss my point. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Well, excuse me. They look like they do know what they're doing. They look like they've done this before. They look like they're professionals. This ain't the first time they had a whip. Ain't the first time they had a chain. This ain't the first time they've been here. They do look like they know what they're doing. And that's the reason that we have a hard time forgiving folk, because we know that what they were doing on purpose. She knew that was your man. She knew that. She knew that was your money. Can I say, y'all don't want to help me up this camp. He knew he was stabbing me in the back. He knew he was lying on me. Maybe it was by accident. Not only did they knew that they was doing what they were doing, I knew I was doing. I knew that window wasn't a door.
You're being messy, man. You're being messy.
Y'all help me when you get a chance here. Can I get some help here? I knew I was supposed to pay for it before I walked out the door. Oh, y'all acting holy right now. I knew what the speed limit was. Then I want to get mad with the police officer when they pull me over. I said, what do you want with me? Go try to throw him off. Go pick on somebody else. You could be catching crooks and criminals down here messing with me. Am I doing all right? It don't look like they knew what know what they're doing. But he prays and say, they don't know. Sin will blind you. And will cause you to play with holy things. Will cause you to do unholy things. That's why some of us can actually walk into the house of God with an attitude. Can I get some help in this camp? what you're supposed to do and do the opposite. Am I right about it? Somebody in here right now, got an issue you won't even let go of. Somebody you know you're supposed to forgive, but you so hurt and so throw it off. I'm being nice about that. That you want to see them hurt just like you hurt. You want them to lose something just like you lost something. You want them to cry like they made you cry. And if I forgive them, I'm going to let them off the hook. And I'm just not ready to do it right now. And I have that attitude sitting in the house of God while the gospel is going forth. Then I wonder, why has church become routine? Mundane. Dull. I watch it like a repeat because there's no new episodes. Are y'all here with me? It looked like that we do know what we're doing. We know. But he prays and says, Lord, forgive them. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God. Are y'all here with me? Because I got issues with that. I got issues with that. Because issues like that have crippled me, hurt me, slowed me down, caused me hurt, harm, have caused anguish in my marriage. Because I ain't going to let this one do to me what the last one did. I'm not going to get close to this pastor, because what happened when I got close to the last pastor? I'm not going to sing in this choir because of what happened to me in the last choir. I won't stand on this earth abode because of what happened on the last one. I got some stuff in me. Are y'all with me here? Sin has blinded and caused us to do some unholy things, even in the presence of holiness. Father, forgive them. Because no, if they knew who it really was, they wouldn't have done it. But because there was a need for him to die, he withheld himself. Yeah. Well, let me drop this in here, and you can give me an F when I get to class. Notice that Jesus don't forgive the people. He prays for forgiveness, but why is he not forgiving? Why don't he say, Father, I forgive them? Are y'all here with me? I need some help in this camp. Why is he praying for forgiveness when he ought to be forgiving? He the one got the whooping. He the one got the beating. He the one got the nails. I need some help in this place. But you got to understand that he led a life of forgiveness. He forgave sin before he ever got here. He forgave folk in his daily walk, in his daily life. And he was the epitome of forgiveness. Christ. Are you with me here? And he can stand in a place by being who he is and asking for what he wants. Are you with me here? Because he knew that God was the one that was going to vindicate him. Are y'all here with me? I'm getting ready to get out of this camp. But I see something here. If I can bring it to your attention. I say, I see something here. I see it. That no matter how bad the beating, no matter how much blood he lost, he never let it deter him from what he was called here to do. He knew that he was our high priest. Am I right about it? Check out Hebrews chapter 9. He knew that he was our high priest. And his job was to come and reconcile man back to God. And the first thing that he did in reconciliation was to seek forgiveness for the people he was dying for. You gotta understand, it was not just for the ones who were shooting dice at the cross. It wasn't the ones who beat him at the cross. It wasn't the ones that had the cat of nine tails at the cross. But when he died, excuse me, that's not my place. While he hung there, are y'all with me here? Excuse my language, I'm from the country, but he rushed back into the past to reconcile all the things that were done back yonder. Are you here with me? Not only did he reach back for the past, he worked on the present. And before I was ever born, he, y'all said it, I didn't, into the future to reconcile man back to God. That's the first one. Second two. Are y'all here with me? I'm trying to, y'all. He never forgot what he was called to do. So not only was he called to be my intercessor, but he was called to be my sacrifice. So he did not present a dove. He didn't present a goat nor a pigeon. He presented himself. And according to the Old Testament, it had to be a blood sacrifice. So the blood was necessary for my redemption as well as my forgiveness. Am I right about it? He didn't let a beating, a whooping. He didn't let folk lying and talking about him, even to the point of crucifying him, deter him from his mission. Now, can I ask a question? I'm through hooping and all that other stuff. But can I ask a question? Why are we allowing ourselves to be separated by stuff that we need to be forgiven folk for? When God called us to the same ministry, to call for the same sinners out of the same world, and the ones who's supposed to be working together are working against one another. The last time I checked, we was on the same team.
Amen.
And just in case I was the weakest link, you weren't supposed to get rid of me. You're supposed to help me. If I'm correct about it, when I became saved, he gave me the spirit of reconciliation. After he had reconciled us back to God, then I got that spirit of reconciliation, and I'm supposed to reconcile with you to reconcile you back to him.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And so I'm going to pray tonight for you. Father, forgive us, for we know not what we're doing. Forgive us all the times I held some against my brother. Forgive me. All the times I hurt people because I was hurting. Forgive me all the times I lied because I was afraid. Forgive me of all the times I didn't represent you properly. Forgive me for all the times, please help me, Holy Spirit, of all the times I misrepresented you. I had your cross on. I had your robe on. I had your Bible. I was in your church, but I wasn't doing your thing. I was doing my own thing. Lord, forgive me. Because I didn't realize that I was playing in a holy place, that I was lying in a holy place, that I was cheating in a holy place, that I was backbiting in a holy place, that I was destroying and playing with holy things. Forgive me for every time I put my mouth on the preacher. Forgive me for every time I talked about him and his wife. Forgive me for all the times I talked about the people in the church. I wish I had some help in this camp. I didn't realize I was playing with holy things. I didn't realize that I was playing in a holy place. And so that prayer of Father, forgive them. Can I be a little selfish right now? Father, forgive Ricky. Because I was thrown off. Thank you for what you did on Calvary. Now I have a chance. Come out of darkness into your marvelous light. Man, I have a chance now to have a happy home with my wife. Because I can forgive her and she can forgive me. Am I right about it? And can I ask a question? Who you have an ode against? Let me ask a question. Are they worth going to hell over?